This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of Deep Summer. The first week of the Finches in the Thistle Down Moon, and the second week of the Sun in Cancer. I walk into woods and pastures to touch deep summer, finding August's white snake root with huge buds and stinging wood nettle with its late summer petals and wing stem ready to open. Parsnips half to seed but still flowering enough to make part of the field yellow while the other part is white with daisy fleabane. Wild onions are blooming and Virginia roses are still bright pink. Prickly buckeye fruits, an inch in diameter, are hanging from their trees. Canadian thistles are gray, and some thistle down, ruffled by the finches, is drifting with the afternoon wind. In my backyard, blue jays are restless, protecting their young and stealing the last of the cherries. There is constant robin peeping throughout the day, the language that guides the fledglings. No longer the raucous mating songs of spring and early summer. Almost all the lilies are in bloom, the small golden stelladoros, the orange and violet and pink and red daylilies, the elegant Asiatic lilies, the exotic Turk's cap lilies. Now grapes and acorns are half an inch in diameter and the rose of Sharon is getting ready to open. Blue darners have been at the pond for the past few days, and now a bright green damselfly hovers over the lizard's tail that droops into the stream. Every once in a while, our green frog croaks, exults with a complex descending call. Japanese beetles have arrived in the ferns on schedule. Driving home from work, I see the fields of grain and hay are brown. It really is deep summer. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of deep summer. In the meantime, be outside touching July.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.